It's but right now on this Wednesday morning, Travel Talk.
Yes, I left you guys last Friday, and we didn't see each other again until Monday. We did not travel back together from Miami in Super Bowl 54. And I had to plan this out at the end of the show on Friday, because, as I'll tell at a later time, I went to a music festival over the weekend. I went to Mile Zero Fest in Key West. And there's only a couple of flights from Miami down to Key West. And in order for me to take in some of the musical acts on Friday, I needed to get there by Friday afternoon. So I tried to get on the 12:38 out of Miami to Key West. And because of Super Bowl traffic, we were talking about the day before, and I said, hey, I may have to skip out on crosstalk, leave the show a little bit early, head to the airport so I'm there because I have to check a bag. I went to Miami with one checked bag. And we'll get back to that. The great Gordo may be right about carry on versus checking a bag.
Always just carry on. It's just so much easier, and you don't have the headache of, is it going to show up, is it not?
Yeah. Well, I certainly thought about you as I went on this journey to Key West. So I left the show. Last I saw you guys, it was 9:45 Central Time, 10:45 Eastern Time. I leave the Radio Row area, the convention center downtown Miami, and I talked to one of the volunteers as I'm walking out of the building, and I said, if I'm going to catch an Uber, because, you know, they have a lot of streets blocked off there, and they have a designated spot of where Uber or Lyft can pick you up. Unfortunately, they don't have Alto in Miami. That would have been so great, and I don't think I would have had these problems that I'm about to tell you. She said, yes, just walk right up there, follow this path, go right up to that street, Dade, and right at that corner, that's where the Uber pickup is. I said, great. So as I'm walking up there, I call my first Uber. And Francisco responded back that he was just 5 minutes away.
Okay.
And looked at the arrival time at the airport, said 11:10. We're good. Even if you check a bag, flight doesn't leave till 12:38. So I'm waiting there at the designated area, and then I see a call from a Miami area code, and turns out it's Francisco. We have a language barrier. His first question to me was, do you speak Spanish? And I said, like Gordo's answer, poquito. No. Okay. Well, I'm on my way to pick you up, 5 minutes, but I'm running into trouble. And I said, well, what kind of trouble? He said, these streets, they are blocked. And I said, yeah, I know. There's a lot of streets that are blocked off, but that's why they had me go to this area, because it's Dade Boulevard and it's wide open, and all you have to do is just come to this corner of Dade, and I can't remember the other cross street, but that's where I am. Okay, 5 minutes. So we're still on time. We're good. 5 minutes go by, and I keep looking at the map of where Francisco is, and it looks like he's going in circles on the other side of the convention center. So then he calls back, and it's about 10 after. And he said, what is your address? And I look up at the sign and said, well, it doesn't have one. It just says Dade Boulevard in this cross street. I'm right at that cross street. Okay, well, I'm still having problem. All right.
At least it's singular.
I said, okay. Well, I'll wait right here. Can you move? Why do you want me to move? Because I'm having a hard time getting there. All right, well, do you want me to go east or west?
Which one is east?
Go west. I said, okay, I'll go a block west, and I'll give you...
Young man.
There's an apartment complex there. That way I can give you an exact address. So I went down there, gave him an exact address, called him back, said, okay, here's the address. Okay, 10 minutes. Well, now I'm looking at my arrival time at the airport, and it says 11:20. I'm waiting for Francisco, waiting.
I don't understand why I needed your address. I thought he could see you.
That's what I thought.
App.
I know. That's what I thought. But now he's at the other, now he's at the, I guess, the west side of the convention center, still on the other side, and he's getting closer. He's getting closer. And then he takes another turn again. He starts heading the other way. And he calls me and he says, I do not understand.
Can you meet me at destination?
Can I meet you at the airport? He basically said, I cannot figure out these streets. I go get another ride.
Oh.
Whoa, wait. He hangs up.
Man, that's actually a good thing because there had to be another ride real close. You don't want anything to do with him.
That's right. So I said, okay, that's a setback, but I'm good. And I see, as I call up another Uber, the guy who comes up, let's just call him Bob. I can't remember his name. He comes up and he's on Dade. So, oh man, this is going to be like, what, 30 seconds? So call him up and it says 1 minute arrival.
Perfect. You got to go. You're in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry. Then all of a sudden, he starts heading in the other direction. And then 5 minutes go by and I call him and he says, yeah, I'm having, I see where you are and that's a lot of traffic and there's blocked off streets. I cannot pick you up. Well, now I look down and I'm looking, we are now after 11 o'clock Eastern time. So at that very moment, this angel pulls up in a Uber car. Two people get out and I said, I have Uber. I don't have time to tell you about everything that I've been through. Can I just jump in your Uber? I'm going to the airport. She says, yes, hop in. So we pull around the corner, and I call her. We make it official and everything. Off we go to the airport. Now it says arrival time, 11:25. I still think we're okay.
When's your departure time?
12:38.
Okay.
So I think we're okay. But then all of a sudden, we hit Super Bowl traffic on the highway out to the airport and come to a complete stop.
Yes.
And arrival time turns to 11:30, 11:35, 11:40. Finally, we gets going again, and we're headed to the airport. It's going to be really close. We pull up to the airport. She was really sweet. She turned out to be from Venezuela. We also had a bit of a language barrier, but I told her what I'd been through, and she apologized and well, I'll get you there as fast as I can. She got me there. I threw her a tip and got out the Sky Cab. And I thought it was about right at about 11:40, which was an hour out. There was one guy ahead of me, waited for him. Sky Cab says, hey, I need your ticket and your license. Gave it to him. Now, on the way to the show that day, I tried to check into my flight. And I heard Gordo was having some problems, too, where it just drop out and you couldn't complete the process.
Yeah, I kept getting hung up on that, do I agree to the hazardous materials policy.
Me, too.
It never would let me get past that screen.
So I didn't check into my flight, which I normally do, and then we started doing the show, so I didn't check in. And he said, well, see here, you started to check in, but you didn't quite finish. And I said, yeah, I know. It was a thing. And, well, do you have a bag to check? And I said, yeah, right here, bag. One bag. You're going to have to fly out 6 o'clock tonight. I mean, why?
Because of the bag?
Yes. He said, we can't get that bag back there. It's 10 to 12. And I looked down, it's 11:45. And I said, it's pretty close to an hour out. Couldn't we get that bag back there? No. Nope. Well, why do I have to go at 6 o'clock? Well, you can go right now, but you can't take your bag.
It was too big to carry on.
Too big to carry on. So I went over to the demonstration, how big is your bag, and it was too big.
Yes.
Well, can't the bag go out at 6?
That's what I said.
Or do, because of Homeland Security, they can't split you.
Correct.
That's what I would
think. That is their policy. And I said, well, how about I fly now and my bag flies later? Nope. You got to fly with your bag.
Why don't you rent out one of those lockers at the airport to store your bag?
That's what I did.
Ah, smart.
I was thinking on my feet and thought, okay, well, do you have a check-in locker where I could check this thing in? And I'm flying back through Miami on Sunday. I'll come back and get it. He said, yeah, it's down there. So he gave me my ticket. It leaves at 12:38. It's after 12 because I was going back and forth with this guy. So I had to run down. I said, where is it? It's right across from the Kentucky Fried Chicken. I said, okay. So I'm running down, dragging my carry-on bag, not a carry-on bag, the one that I was trying to check, but I couldn't check. It's a big bag. And I went by a baggage store that was selling suitcases. And I said, okay, maybe I should get something here, because what am I going to do for clothes for 2 days? I can't just stuff, like, my briefcase is pretty much full, so I can't stuff clothes in there.
You're going to Key West, buy a bathing suit and some flip-flops, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's all you need.
I thought about that, but then I thought, I don't know exactly what the weather's going to be. As it turns out, it was not that kind of weather. It was in the 60s and raining pretty much the whole time we were there.
But they have clothes at Key West of all types, right?
They do. They do. But I decided I'm going to check my bag in anyway. How about I buy another bag and I'll have that at least a carry-on to go to Key West. So I did that transaction, then went down to the place where you check in your bag and you can store it there for however long, I guess months at a time if you want to. And again, I'm in line there. Now it's 12:15. It's 12:20. And I finally asked the guy, hey, do you mind? I have a flight that leaves at 12:38. I don't think I'm going to make it if I don't get it. He says, yeah, sure, go ahead. So finally I get up there, check in my bag to a locker. I said I'm going to come pick it up on Sunday. And it's like $9 or something like that. And he said, pay when you pick it up on Sunday. Great. So now it's like 12:25. But it says my gate is right there, so I'm good. So I go through security. But then I have to take a tram across the airport to get to E22, which was my gate.
Oh, you had misleading gate.
Yeah.
I always hate it when I hit a misleading
gate.
Makes
it sound like it's right inside security, but no, you have to get on a tram and go. So I get on the tram, and it's funny when you have one mishap, it's one thing. But between two Uber mishaps, traffic, the attitudinal guy at the Sky Cab, the check-in with the bag. It's funny how things mount in your, you start to sweat, you get more and more tense. And like, I didn't have a lot of patience with Sky Cab guy just because of what I've been through with the Uber guys.
What is Sky Cab? Is that different than Sky Cap? Or is that, or are you saying Sky Cap?
Yeah, I think you're thinking
Sky Cap. Cab. Yeah, I guess it's cab, not cap. Yeah, Sky Cap. So anyway, so get on the tram, going across the airport, and I'm starting to think, I'm not going to make my flight. And now I've got to go back there and talk to these people and say, yeah, I guess I do need to be on the 5:55. But then maybe that's what I should have done. I'm starting to have these doubts. Maybe I should have done that to begin with. Anyway, tram finally lands to its destination. Doors open. I run to the gate. And the guy said, ah, you must be Mr. Dunham. Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Where you been? Do you really want to hear the story between Uber and checking the bag and all that? And I said,
No. You just say at a funeral and leave it at that.
I didn't think of at a funeral. But I really was the last guy to get on the plane. I was the guy who, the flight attendant also said, yeah, we've been expecting you. Where you been? Again, I didn't think of the funeral line, but I said, yeah, I've been through a lot, but I'm here now. I'm sorry if I've held up the plane. And it really was, as soon as I stepped on the plane, they closed the door, but I got on the plane.
I've had that happen before. Actually, many times. Been the last person on the plane they're holding the door open for.
And I didn't ask the question. I wonder how much longer they would have held the door. Maybe another 5 minutes or so. Maybe another minute. I don't know. But I made it. Got on my flight to Key West.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think about renting a car and just driving to avoid the stress and the airport hassle? What is it, 3 hours?
I'm glad I didn't, because Super Bowl weekend, that is a 5.5 hour proposition or 5 hour proposition, as our friends who joined us down there did that option.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why I took that flight, to avoid that drive on Super Bowl weekend. So as I'm taking my flight to Key West, I realized, hey, wait a minute. My layover on Sunday, I think that's less than an hour. I'm going to have the same problem coming back as I did trying to get to Key West. I'm not going to get there in time to check a bag, because I got to go to the bag storage area, get the bag, go back through security, go back to my gate. I don't think I'm going to make that. Who's flying out later today? You guys were already on your way to the airport by then, as I'm on my way to Key West. And then I remembered Saroy said, hey, I fly out at 7:45. So as soon as I got to Key West, I called the baggage storage place. I said, can I have somebody else pick up my bag if I tell you who it is and they show identification? And he said, yes. And especially if they have a picture of the receipt that we gave you. So I took a picture of that. I made a phone call to Mike Saroy, and he was nice enough to say, yeah, I'll do it, because I don't have a bag to check and it won't cost me anything. I said, man, that's great. And then he reminded me, but remember, I'm in a sundress and hat.
Yeah, it was a bet payoff, Saroy.
Oh, yeah, the bet payoff with Corby. So Saroy had to go and pick up my bag at the bag storage facility with the sundress on and a nice little floppy hat. So those people think I'm really weird. And I wondered, for some reason, I was freaking out about leaving the bag there. Like, how long could you leave it there? And I never asked the next question, how would I get it from there to home? Or would you just take a loss? They say that after 30 days, if you don't claim it, They put it up to auction.
Was there anything valuable in it?
I mean, no, because I took a lot of it out in the panic pack over to my carry-on, and there was, like, you know, some dirty underwear.
Was the bag valuable? Was it like a Tumi or something?
No, I mean, it was a big bag, but we've had it for 10 years, and no. I could have just let it go.
Man, I would have done that, I think.
Grand scheme of things. Maybe I should have done that. But Mike Soroy was nice enough to pick that up for me. Meantime, when we flew back, I had a carry-on, and as we're flying out from Key West on Sunday, my wife said, well, you don't want to carry that all the way through the airport once we get to Miami, take our connecting flight. Why not just check it? I'm checking my bag. And I went, yeah, what the heck? So I check it. We land at DFW. Her bag comes off, no problem. We wait, we wait, we wait. My bag never comes off.
Yes.
It turns out it got sent to Odessa.
Yes.
How does that happen?
This was your new bag. Your
replacement
bag. This
was my new carry-on that I went, yeah, I'll go ahead and check it. Somehow they put the tag on it, someone else's tag, and we were the only ones at the airport early Sunday morning. I don't know how this happened. The people, though, who tracked it down were really nice. They delivered it to my house. As it turned out, Monday is when it finally arrived. So that bag arrived on Monday. Soroy brought my bag back to the studio on Monday as well. And it proves that you should go, if you can, go with carry-on.
Yes. I don't know. I thought everyone made the move to carry-on a while back. Didn't you guys make the move to just doing carry-ons?
I have done
that. After checking bags for a while, then you moved to carry-ons?
Yeah, I did carry-on on this last trip. Now, there are sometimes, like when we go to training camp for 2 weeks and I'm taking maybe my bike stuff.
When you've already got to check stuff.
Yeah. Or if I'm on a big 2 week trip. Although the Africa trip, I think, yeah, I did carry on for 2 weeks in Africa.
Impressive.
Yeah.
I try to always do carry on. That way you just avoid so many of the headaches. Yes, you have the headache of getting it through security at first. But just knowing that you have your bag with you, your stuff with you, and you don't have to risk losing it. Is worth it to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I take less stuff. I end up not overpacking. I'm more thoughtful when I pack.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And now I have a really sweet carry-on bag that I bought in the Miami airport that I, for some reason, checked on the way back, and they sent it to another place. So if it's your mistake, you can't fly without your bag. If it's their mistake, yes, you can fly without their bag, and they'll send it to another destination. They were nice about chasing it down and delivering it. They couldn't have been nicer about that.
Plus, I have a feeling like all those bags that you check are just rifled through.
They're rifled through and they're thrown. They're thrown about wildly.
Yeah.
When they load the plane and when they unload the plane. Yeah, they throw those things all over the place.
You can fly direct from Key West to DFW?
You can fly, yes, to Key West directly. We had a connecting flight.
Oh, I thought you said you went from Key West to DFW, but you had to connect.
Yeah, to connect. That's when I thought I could reclaim my bag in Miami.
So you've known someone who's flown directly from DFW to Key West?
Yes.
Dang, that's pretty sweet. I didn't know there was
one direct one
that went in there.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, travel headaches, 8:33 on the ticket. Speaking of headaches, there may be some on the roads this morning, especially west of Fort Worth, where we have reports of snow and ice. And school closings, and the Playmaker joins us next.